We are all illumined by many different things. This is the Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. We are all illumined by many different things. It's wonderful to be illumined, and it's wonderful to be illumined by different things, but what is it that illumines you? I find the emails that I receive every day an exciting adventure. I have to dispose of most of them, as many people do, I'm sure. Emails that come from people attempting to do their nefarious act, and they mess up the computer and they mess up things, but as the computer people tell you, if you will just take anything that you don't know what it is, anything that from anyone that you don't know who they are, and just delete them immediately from your board, you'll stay out of trouble. Because even letting just a little taint of them get into your experience can be a problem. Just a little taint of these emails that are not harmonious with your way of thinking can get into your computer and grab a hold of it and say, this is what they're interested in, and go for it, and load you up with viruses and load you up with things. And you know, life is like that. Life is like that. We go walking down the street, when we pay attention to things that is not our business in the negative way, then we have an unhappy attitude about it. If we look at someone's lawn and we say, gee, they should mow their lawn, and that's none of our business. We should look at their flowers and see how beautiful they are. We should look at their life and see how wonderful it is. And perhaps they've been away for a while, or perhaps any number of reasons why the lawn didn't get mowed. And it's none of our business. But you see, the moment we let it get into our mind, it invades us, it destroys us, it hurts us. And this is any attitude that we let get into our mind from anybody. If anybody in the world disturbs us and we let that disturb us, then they have succeeded in accomplishing their goal of disturbing. But if we are undisturbed, if we in our illumination can be unaware, undisturbed of anything that goes on in our life which is not harmonious for us, then we are the masters. Are you ready to be the master of yourself? Are you ready to be the master of your world and your life, of all that you are? Are you ready? I sure am. It's a wonderful thing when you're the master of who and what you are. Because when you're the master of who and what you are, then wonderful things happen. Wonderful things take place in your life. You feel no pressure. You feel no anxiety. You feel no tension. And wow, what an illuminating life that is. Let go and let those things be somewhere else. Not in your world, not in my world. I let go and let the divine in me be fantastic, be glorious, be wonderful. And I am the one who chooses. I choose what sort of illumination is going to be in my world. I choose what sort of dream, desire, goal is going to be in my world. And that dream, desire, and goal is the only thing I care about. And it's the only thing that matters. Now, where are you standing in your life? Are you standing master of yourself? Well, it just means that we keep our nose in our own business and make sure our business is good. And as we do that, my goodness sakes, what wonderful things happen to us. What wonderful and grand things take place in our world. And it's all a matter of our choice. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that choice of goodness and happiness? I am. If you're ready for it, then you will experience it. But if you're not ready for it, you'll find that it's not there, and it's not something that you can ever have. Let your illumination today be an illumination of peace and wonder and magic. Let it be an illumination of marvelous things to think about. And letting go of all that is past and all that is future, and living in the delightful, harmonious now, that's all that matters to us, and that's all that we're going to do. Take this in as your goal for yourself and watch the magic take place in your life. This is the Dean saying, I love you, I love you, I love you.